This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jeremiah was able to say, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." I want to tell you a couple stories that I think will help you understand it and help personalize this for you. I'm not bragging or complaining when I tell you this story, but this is the honest to goodness truth. I have not read a novel since the 1970s. Now, some of you read Grisham. Is it John Grisham or Tom Clancy and all these novels? And that's fine. I just choose not to read novels. And haven't read a novel since 1978 or something like that. But somebody gave me a book that I couldn't put down. They said, just read a few pages, just kind of tempting me with it. And I got to page 23 and I said, will you let me keep this book? The book's called Life as We Knew It by Susan Pfeffer, P-F-E-F-F-E-R, Susan Pfeffer. The premise of the book is this. The moon is struck by a giant asteroid. And the asteroid hits the moon and knocks the moon off its axis and actually knocks the moon, believe it or not, closer to the Earth. And you say, what's the big deal about that? Well, the moon controls the tides. And in the story, thank God this is just a novel, but in the novel, just on page 23, the entire eastern coast of the United States, all the cities are gone. The whole state of Rhode Island is underwater. The Statue of Liberty is carried out to sea, just carried out to sea by the current. It's an amazing story. And that's just page 23. I have a feeling it's going to get worse after that. Things are really going to start getting ugly. After the eastern seaboard of the United States, every major city on the East Coast is gone, totally underwater. And as I was reading just those first 23 pages, what came to my mind, I said to myself, does the Bible speak to a cataclysmic event like this? Yeah, it does. It's Psalm 46 that says, even if the mountains fall into the ocean, we will not fear because God is with us. Even if the very mountains fall into the ocean, Southern California falls into the ocean, the Appalachian Mountains fall into the ocean, we will not fear. You know, that's a pretty dramatic statement because I think I would be a little bit afraid if I saw a mountain fall into the ocean. Might rattle me a little. And the psalm writer says, we will not be afraid. What did he mean by that? That no matter what happens, the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. Somebody came today and you needed a word from the Lord. And when I got up and started reading about Dwight Walter, talking about his childhood, said, man, what good is that going to do me to hear that? And it may not. But I know what can do you good is to know that the Lord is with you like a mighty warrior. And life as we know it may not be that cataclysmic, but there are some of you privately that are saying life as we know it will never be the same since the divorce. And life as we know it will never be the same since dad died or mom died. Life will never be the same since so-and-so passed away, since we had this tragedy, this crisis in our family. And we all have those life as we knew it moments. Everybody does. So what's the message? The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. All his power, all his capacity, all his authority come to bear in my life when I know that the Lord is with me. Well, wherever you may be in this world on Thanksgiving Day 2017, I'm going to ask you to affirm to yourself, maybe this the person who's next to you, with you, in the car, someone across the table, someone sitting on the couch with you, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with us like a mighty warrior. God bless you on Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.